Hello. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to ByteRadio.me's Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. For network or show information, visit www.ByteRadio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show with your host, Robert Sharp. Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Today, my special guest is Polly Wyrum, and we will be talking about her newly released book, Gateways to Peace, and also we will be taking calls. Polly is an intuitive, and she will answer one question from callers. And if you wanted to call in to ask a question, you can do so at 619-789-4359. In Polly's newly released book, Gateways to Peace, she offers a collection of essays that help bring spiritual awareness into everyday life. She shares personal stories, insights, as well as channeled messages that remind us of our universal connection. You will receive helpful guidance as well as mystical insights within her writing. Gateways to Peace helps you connect with personal peace and wisdom. As I mentioned, Polly is an intuitive. She's a life coach and writer and founder of GatewaysToPeace.com. She helps people connect to the energy of peace. This can be done in an intuitive reading, life coaching, or live channeling session. She also offers to channel messages in her bi-weekly blog. The messages can carry the vibration of peace. When you work with Polly, she connects to your energy. She feels, hears, and sees messages for you. Sometimes your loved ones come through. Every reading is as unique as the individual receiving the messages. For more information, you can visit her website, which is www.gatewaystopeace.com. And that's gateways and the number two, and peace.com. And I do have a direct link to her website in the show page description. So with that, I'd like to welcome Polly to the show. Good day, Polly.
Thank you so much, Robert. It's such a joy to be here, and I really appreciate, number one, the work that you're doing, because sharing inspiration and love is so important. So thank you for that, and thank you for having me today. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's my pleasure, and anything we can do to make my listeners' lives more peaceful, I'm all for that, and theirs and mine, for that matter. And congratulations on your new book. I mean, it was just released within the last couple of weeks, so, you know, I wish you great success with that. So, and it is available for listeners. It's available on Amazon.com, both Kindle and paperback. First, let's start a little bit. I usually like to have my guests kind of start off by giving a little bit of information about themselves. So if you wouldn't mind sharing a bit about yourself and your intuitive journey so far.
Absolutely. And you know what? Before I do that, I want to tell, I think there's somebody listening or eventually they will hear this. So somebody, I think it's probably the mom, has two sons, and one of them what I'm hearing is the brother will return. So let the brother return. So I feel like there's a mom who's got two kids, two boys, and one of them is somewhat estranged. Let him come back on his own. Just make that space available. So I don't know if it's somebody that's on the phone right now or somebody that's listening, but allow that space there so that that person can come back into your life. Okay.
Well,
now I will go.
Okay.
Down.
Well, wait a minute. Before we start, before we continue, I have to... Now that's very interesting, and the terminology is, first of all, I just did my book, The Heart and Soul of Caring, and in that my sister wrote about her caring for my mother, and in that story she tells of her efforts to have my mother bridge the gap with her second son. And that was me.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, not at all. So I mean, because as you were talking about that, I mean, I had chills at my crown chakra, and it was like, oh, boy.
Yeah, well, that's literally how this works. I mean, I'm sure you've been around it a lot. It's literally how it works. And so sometimes I just, you know, the messages usually don't make sense to me, but I just share them, and they make sense to the person that's supposed to be getting it, right? And so
yep.
That's how it works. I hear things, I see things, feel things, and I really just like to share. And I have to say, like, in case there's anybody out there that wants to be an intuitive or feels like they have, you know, one foot in that door, you know, it takes bravery or courage to, and even if you don't want to do this as a living, but you just want to allow intuition into your life, it takes courage to say, yeah, I'm going to pay attention to it. Yeah, I know I have this gift, and, you know, we all have it. Yeah, I am going to pay attention to it because I know there's a reason why I have it. And so if there's anybody out there that's like, you know, I don't get the messages, or I'm afraid to, like, really listen, go ahead and listen. And just something we all have. But now I'll go back and I'll introduce myself. So,
okay.
Again, I'm Polly Wyrum, and I'm an intuitive, a life coach, and a writer. And I probably, the thing that I care about the most, or really feel like why I'm here, is to help people connect to peace, help people come up with what they identify as peace, help people, you know, have that peaceful experience in their life, because that's what we're here for. And for some of us, admittedly, it's easier than others. And even, you know, when we're talking about family situations, sometimes for that peace, we have to make some tough decisions, or you know, there's things that we have to do to come up with peace in our personal life sometimes. But I will tell you this, it's always possible to connect to the feeling of peace. And that's, you know, if you do that through prayer, through meditation, there are practices that we can do, each, I believe, are very important, that can help us connect and readily identify what peace feels like. And I don't, you know, young or old, it doesn't matter. We all have that ability to connect. And I haven't been actually working doing this maybe for 6 years, I think. So really not that long. And, you know, relative to some people who've been doing it for decades, I went through a health crisis in my 40s, and it I guess opened everything up. Like I had already had abilities, but I kind of ignored them, and then all of a sudden I started being able to channel messages. It's like my life changed so fast, it was crazy. And I mean, like, where I was having, like, I went through a period probably, I don't know, up to 6 months, where I would physically feel, like, I could feel, I was so in tune to, you know, what we'll call the other side, for lack of around me, people that had passed. I was so in tune to that I could feel them all the time. And I hadn't quite learned how to, like, now I have better control over, I can distinguish what things, when I feel a certain thing, I know what it is. And at that time, I was figuring it all out. And there was some crazy stuff going on. But we all have that ability.
Yeah, so. You know, and that's the one thing that, you know, I think people, they have that ability. And then they're, what I have found is there are some people who just tune in to that naturally, even if they don't identify it, you know, as such.
For sure. Absolutely. And I don't think I realized, so several months ago, I put a video together, and it made me stop and sit down and think about, okay, what has happened in my life? Like, what's really brought me to this point that I'm at? And, almost 20 years ago, I was going hiking with a friend in Utah, full moon hike. And I remember I was, like, very frustrated because we were getting a late start, and I used to be a pretty type A personality, so, or had my moments. And so I was like, you know, we're late, blah, blah, blah. We pulled into the parking lot where we were going, and a car pulled out. And I remember that, but I didn't really take much notice. And it turned out that that night, somebody had been there. The car that pulled out had actually shot people. And so myself and my friend found there was one survivor. And so, long story short, I'll cut out like a bunch of the drama, but I sat with her for hours. And that was probably the first time that I was able to connect to peace, like bring peace into, so she was safe, I was safe. And at that time, we had no idea where the person was that did the shooting, but it was absolute safety and peace. And she had been shot 5 times, including now she has like a steel plate in her head. I mean, like, should have been dead. She survived, and not only did she survive, when the life flight people finally came to get her, they did not have to do anything like to save her life. There's no other word for that besides a miracle. And that was the first time I experienced that you can bring, I don't care what situation you are in, you can bring peace into that moment.
Yeah. Well, you know, right now the feeling of peace and being peaceful can really be elusive to some, you know, to some people. And, and, you know, I know several people, you know, within my circle who would say that they, and I know for a fact they would say that they wouldn't be able to remember when they were last peaceful. And, you know, and it's, to me, it's a, it's sad to realize that, you know, some people have difficulty accessing that that feeling. So with Gateways to Peace, what brought about the idea of Gateways to Peace, and in particular the book? What's the book about?
So the book is really so every other week I write a blog, and then most of those at the end, so now all of them at the end, I put a channeled message. But, and so the book was like, you know, it was easy to do because I mostly took a collection of blogs and then some articles I had had published and put them together, because it's the type of book that you can pick up and read a few pages and put down, and then like you're never going to get lost in it. Like you're not going to lose your place because you're going to pick up and open up the page to exactly what you need. It's super easy. You know, it's like a great coffee table book. And the funny thing is, I think how I kind of realized my gift, or, you know, there's so many people who are life coaches or intuitives, like, you know, we all bring in something differently, just as we do, whether you're a nurse, a doctor, or whatever you do, you bring in your special gift. And so for me, it was when I worked, I've done things with a good friend of mine named Max Ryan. And so we would do like events where we each do readings for people, and it's super fun. And we work great together. And one of the interesting things is his energy, he has a history of being in drama. So his energy is much more like he's definitely very much a show, like the drama, like the show stuff.
Right.
And for me, I always wanted to have some point in our evening where I pulled back and Polly wasn't there anymore, but I was channeling the energy of peace. And and so it made me, you know, he and I working together made me really recognize what my strength was. So it's not, I mean, I love doing reading. I love that. But I also like, I like not being there, like not logically being there and just sharing the energy of peace.
Well, that's that channeling aspect of kind of putting yourself aside and bringing through the message. And so now, when it comes to, you know, and I mentioned, you know, in the introduction that you have the aspect of the intuitive reading, the life coaching, and the live channeling session. When let's start with the intuitive readings. What's your process with that? Is it just focusing on the individual and then getting the information Or do you use any particular tools for that?
You know, every reading is completely different. And so usually I start, if it's for an hour session, I usually start with just a channeled message. And I tell them that the words are not going to make sense to me, but I just tell them what I'm getting. And then we talk that I don't want to know anything about them. Like I want like a blank slate when I talk with them because I don't want logic coming in. And so after I share the messages I'm getting, then I love them to ask me questions. But in the very beginning, I want to just share the messages I'm getting, kind of like what I did at the very beginning of this show. Like, I just want to share what I'm getting, and then we go from there. And then certainly, like, the people that I coach, they get a lot of intuitive, the coaching involves a lot of intuitive stuff because the more I'm with them, it's so easy for me to tune into. I don't work with a bunch of people. I limit myself. And so it's very, and I also make myself pretty available. And so if they're going through something kind of stressful, they can text me and I respond back. And it's so easy for me to do that and just say, this is what I'm picking up. And that's one of the really cool things is I've had people on and off with me for years, and it's so rewarding. And then a live channel session is like, I just did one Sunday night, and that's where I have like a group, and I just, it's almost like a guided meditation, but it's a channeled message, but I actually have people treat it as a guided meditation. And then afterwards, like this time I had them write down anything that they saw, like if somebody that had crossed over came to visit them or guy, whatever, anything that they experienced during the message, I wanted them to write it down so they could take it home and kind of think about it some more.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's great. And one of the things I wanted listeners to know, too, is in your book, you have it broken down into three major areas, developing awareness, processes, and results. And, you have some great topics under each of them. And so one of the things that I often talk to people about is the idea of awareness. It seems that everything kind of begins with awareness, And so when you talk about developing awareness, what would you say are some of the key elements that people need to use or tools that they can use to develop awareness?
That is such a powerful question because ultimately that is what it's all about, is where we put our awareness, right? It's what we choose to look at. So one way that you can look at this is, say somebody has a gluten intolerance or, like I'm a vegan. So say you're going to the grocery store. You don't even look at the stuff that you're not going to buy, right? You don't even go down the aisle that carries the stuff you're not going to buy. And it's almost like living your life that way. So if there are things that cause you aggravation, don't let them into your life, right? You can choose to not let them into your life. That's a big thing. And I also believe meditation and or prayer, both of those are so big because you are saying, yes, I'm taking the time for something so much greater than myself. Yes, I am aware that there is something so much greater than myself. I want to connect to it.
Okay.
And so
that's great. Yeah.
Well, right. Does that sound too...
No.
Do you think that's easy enough for somebody to grab hold of?
I think so, yes. I think, and it's one of those things that people will ponder. to me, it's, one of the things as I was unrolling doing the show and over the years is that I, made a conscious effort to be open to different, different points of view, different possible topics. And in each time I had a conversation, it really did expand my awareness of that particular area. And once that door was open, I found that it's, I would pick up little bits and pieces and cues where I would have missed them before, but because the awareness uh-huh. was raised, they're right there, right in front of me to look at.
For sure. And I love how you said the awareness was raised, because so many ways, that's so true. And so I just love that, because you're thinking, we talk about raising your vibration, right? But raising the awareness, and it's like allowing other things into our field, into our field of vision, into our field of how we're going to play life.
Exactly. Well, we have quite a few people in the queue here, Polly. So,
excellent. Yay.
So shall we go ahead and start taking callers and see what's up?
Yes, for sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great. Okay. The first caller I have is Victoria, and she's calling from Connecticut. Hello, Victoria.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Victoria. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. Do you have a question today?
I do. I wanted to ask a question about my love life. What do you see with me and a man named Kyle in the future?
Well, what I see is, and I'm not necessarily Kyle into it, this is just what I see, the biggest thing going on with your life right now is I see you, and then I see that there's two energies, two people, two situations that are coming down on you where you feel a lot of pressure. So for me, it almost seems like you need to readjust yourself. So whether it's a different work environment, different living environment, you need to do a little bit of readjusting before you're actually fully capable of being in a relationship. Does that make sense? Like you're not, there's something that's not quite right for you to be in a completely fulfilling relationship. It's like your mind, there's too much. There's something where you're getting a lot of pressure. I don't know what it is. Is your job really pressure? Like, where are you getting so much pressure? Family?
Not my job. I mean, I want a relationship. I mean, I feel like that's the thing that's like missing in my life that I would like.
Okay.
But other than that, I mean, I'm not really feeling pressured in any other aspect of my life.
Because there's something where I feel, and if it doesn't make sense to you right now, it might in, say, 6 months. There's something that I feel is causing a fair amount of pressure where you almost, it's like you're not able to freely move. You're like, and the other thing about is it looks like you put parameters, like they have to come in and fit into this box. Like there's a fair amount of pressure on how things come in. And it almost feels like somebody else puts a fair amount of pressure and has told you, like, this is how it needs to be.
As far as like the person I'm with, you mean?
Yeah. And maybe how the relationship needs to look and how you need to be and how it needs to feel and all of that.
Unfortunately, I think a lot of people experience that where you're getting that outside influence of hearing what other people have to say about a situation and other perspectives. And yeah, I think,
okay,
having to tune
remove
that
your,
out is something. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Remove yourself from that. Because I'm
mm-hmm.
telling you, the biggest take-home message from this conversation we're having is your relationship is going to look completely different from any others that you have seen or known. So just be open to mm-hmm. having a completely different type of relationship. So whether this means that there might, maybe you'll have to do long distance, I'm not saying you will, but maybe it'll be like a long distance for a while. I'm just saying that your relationship is going to be completely different from any that you have seen or known. So be completely open to how it comes into your life.
Mm-hmm.
That is the biggest take-home message of this, okay? Like, there is no wrong way for it to come into your life.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's there. I'm telling you, it is there. You will have it. And then contact me. Go to my website when it happens. I like to hear how this is rolling in people's life.
Mm-hmm. And do you see it with this man?
Well, do we have time for me to pull a card for that?
Go ahead.
I'm just
going
to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, his name's Kyle?
Yes.
Okay, so here's the thing I feel with him. I feel like you are more on this path of moving forward, and maybe it's just moving forward with the relationship, and I feel like this will sound kind of funny, but it's almost like he gloms onto your leg, and you end up carrying him. Like, he's not doing that. He's not moving forward on his own. Like, you end up carrying him. And so eventually mm-hmm. that becomes not as fulfilling, right? Because you're doing the work for two in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
I'm not saying that that's, you know, that that's how it's, you know, whatever. Like, things can change. But I'm just saying
mm-hmm.
be open with how relationships come into your life. And that's what I'm seeing right now.
Okay.
Whereas you deserve to have a relationship with, you know, two adults that both put energy into the relationship.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Did that make sense?
Well, keep your eyes open, Victoria. You know, you just never know.
I will. Thank you so much.
Okay, have a great
thank
day.
You too.
Bye-bye. Okay. Well, we're at the halfway point here, Polly, so I want to just take a quick break and screen a couple more callers and get names. So we're going to go ahead and be back in about 90 seconds, okay?
Okay. Awesome.
Great. Okay. Everyone stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hello. This is Robert Sharp. I want to thank you for joining us and hope you are enjoying today's show. Just a reminder that we have a wealth of information and resources available on our website, www.biteradio.me. There is a calendar of upcoming shows, along with an archive link that will give you access to more than 1,200 shows we have had over the past 7 years. Also on the site are links to the products and services we provide, books, greeting cards, photography, and a wellness store. Our show is available as a free podcast on iTunes, and you can subscribe for free at the iTunes Store, or even quicker, there is a link on our website homepage. We are also on many social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, etc., and we also have buttons to those platforms on the top of our homepage. Our website, www.biteradio.me, has much for you to explore and enjoy. I also very much appreciate you supporting our guests, and especially today's guest. And now, back to the show.
Okay, everyone. Thank you for staying with us. Again, today my very special guest is Polly Wyrum. And we are talking about her new book, Gateways to Peace. And you can find out more about Polly and her book, her blog, and all kinds of other information by visiting her website, which is www.gatewaystopeace.com. And it's gateways with the number 2, peace.com. And I do have a direct link to her website in the show page description. So we're back. Hello, Polly.
Hello, and thank you.
Great. And by the way, thank you for putting that really nice big announcement on your website about today's show. I really appreciate that.
For sure. And I have somebody that helps me, thankfully, because that is not my strong point. And so thank you, Monica, she does all my IT stuff. So I really appreciate that.
Well, good job, Monica. Okay. All right. Okay, so the next caller that we have is Julia, and she's calling from Florida. Hello, Julia.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're
Hi,
welcome.
Julia, how are you?
Good. I have a big move coming up. I'm not quite sure when it's going to come up, but it's like I keep vacillating between wanting to be excited for a new adventure, but like I'm going to be 57 in a couple weeks, and it's basically starting over, having to look for employment, find housing, you know. It's like a fresh start, a new beginning. So,
okay, Julia, you know what I'm picking up for you is, I know Florida's got lots of water, but here's the thing that I'm picking up with you. I feel like you're near, there's like a river or stream, it's some waterway that you're relatively, so I'm going to say the biggest waterway, not the ocean, but like river, that type of, you know, water that's flowing freely that you're closest to. You need to move beyond that. So wherever you move to is going to go beyond the river, whatever it is. There's some type of waterway that's, you know, that's like a sizable waterway. So not just like, I don't think just like a little canal I'm talking about, and it's not the ocean. So I'm talking about like some type of, if there's a river or something that you're going to, you need to move beyond that. And I also tell you this, the idea of you moving beyond that is somewhat, you know, challenging for you. Like it's out of your safety zone. But if you do it, I believe you're going to be reward. Like you're going to be happier. You have more opportunity. So does that make sense to you? Is there like a river or a waterway or something? Does that make sense to you?
Well, it's funny. I'm considering moving to Wilmington, North Carolina, which is like right on the coast. So it's the Atlantic Ocean. And there's Cape Fear River also runs through Wilmington.
Okay.
So
the first thing I saw with you was that water, that running water, that river, that running water. That feels good. But you just have to go to the other side. Like, I want you to cross the river. Because it's like, I just feel like it's what you just know this. You making the point of going out of your comfort zone into kind of this new territory will pay off. And
awesome.
And interesting, I don't know, does that river cut like a town in half, or does it, what does it, like that river seems like it cuts something in half. Like there's two.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so almost like here, just do this for me. Since I don't have a map, right, I can't look, you know, I'm actually just looking at a park, actually. I'm sitting in my car because it's so nice outside. So here's what I want you to do. Go to my website and go to the contact page, contact me. And I just, because I want to see if I can show you which part I want you to be in. Here's the thing. I almost feel like the part you should be in should be the one that's farther from the coast. So farther from the ocean part.
Okay.
So just write this. When you get there, if you have choice A, B, or C, if one of the houses is farther back from the coast, that's the one to take. Like I want you to cross the river, and I want you to be farther from the coast. So just keep that in mind.
Okay.
Just write it
down,
and it should make sense when you're actually shopping around. And also books are good for you. So I don't know, like if you want to work in a bookstore or whatever, or you do something with writing, with publishing books, it's good for you. So also look in that direction when you move there, okay?
Okay. I'll write that down. Okay. Do you get a sense, like the timing of it? Because it's like I'm moving and my mom's moving, and I'm currently living with my mom. So it's like we're both trying to figure out, you know, the logistics because we're going to different places. So,
right. I mean, the first thing I was getting was November, but I don't necessarily think you're moving in November. So it might be more like you go and do your first trip down there in November. You kind of get a solid footing in November, or like you knowing for sure what you're going to do might come in November. And then it might be as far as even like February, but you have to wrap your head around it. Like, go there, check it out, wrap your head around it, and then you can do it in the beginning of the new year. If something happens sooner than that, then absolutely take it. But don't feel bad if it happens, you know, in the beginning of the new year.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Yep.
That's great advice, and I'll definitely – I wrote it all down.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So thank you so much.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, now, Julia, when I looked at the map of that area, there's a place like Brunswick Island, which has like water on both sides of it, and it's inland, like Polly had said, and when she said like cross the river, I mean, I would bet that you would find some great opportunities up in that area, right around Brunswick Island, on either side of the island.
Awesome.
Awesome. I write that down. Well, thank you both so much.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right.
Thank you
for calling.
And
let me know when you visit, Julia, because, you know, I'm right down the road a bit in Myrtle Beach, so maybe I'll come up and meet you there in Wilmington. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. Oh, hold on. All right. Bye now.
Thank you. And you know what's interesting about that is I will see things like I will see different things, but I don't necessarily have the maps in front of me, and so I just have to go by what I'm seeing, and then later on go look at the map. But it is pretty cool how it works out.
That is great, yeah, and you know, and that's even the best part, you know, to be able to follow that intuition and then be able to, you know, actually pin it down, so to speak. So
yeah, that's fun.
Okay. All right, well, the next caller we have is one of my buddies. His name is Bob, calling from the Whitsunday Islands off the coast of Australia. So, good day, Bob.
Cool. Good day, Robert, and good day, Polly.
Hello.
And it's 6:30 in the morning here. Beautiful sunrise.
I appreciate you
beautiful
getting up
sunrise.
Early just to listen in, Bob. I really do.
It's all synchronicity, Robert, you know, because I love to catch every sunrise and the first bird song, and it's a majestic way to start the day. So, Polly, what are you picking up for me?
Oh, my gosh, Bob. First of all, I feel like there's a birthday or celebration thing happening. But, Bob, you have gotten, like, you've figured out life, which is really lovely. I mean, you're getting up, you're appreciating the birds. I do feel like there's going to be weather changes, though. Wherever you're at, you guys are going to be coming into some big weather changes. I don't know if that's on the plan for you yet. But the funny thing is, you know, when you mention the birds, I do believe you're going to start noticing that there's changes with those birds, and you guys are actually going to be having some weather changes. So has that been predicted? Because if it hasn't, write it down, because I think it'll be bigger than what, you know, it'll come kind of as a surprise. So have they been talking about that at all?
Well, darling, I live in the tropics, and since I've been up here, I've lived through 5 cyclones. So we just, November is the beginning of cyclone season. And last year, I lost my home, my boat, to Cyclone Debbie. So that was awesome. Category 5.
Wow.
And thanks for that information, Polly. And please, I would just like quickly to share my leap of faith when you were talking about courage.
Yeah.
And it was about 8 years ago. I was on my boat, Fidelio, in Pioneer Bay. It was about 8 o'clock at night, so it's dark up here. And I was on my laptop, and I was on my dog Barnaby's Facebook page, just typing away, and all of a sudden the lights went dim, and I couldn't breathe. And I looked over at the voltmeter, and there were loads of volts, and just to the left of my vision, there was like this silky, wispy presence, and I thought, hello old friend. I thought the Grim Reaper had come to claim me, and it was all over Red Rover. So I just typed into Facebook, hey guys, if I don't post anything in the next half hour, can you get volunteer marine rescue to come and get Barnaby? That's all I was concerned about. And so in this moment that seems to stretch forever, I still couldn't breathe. What am I going to do here? What am I going to do here? And so I got up, and I'm naked, you know, I'm living in the tropics on my own boat. I went up on deck, and I threw myself into the bay. I'm surrounded by mangrove trees where crocodiles live. It's after dark when sharks feed. So I jumped into the bay and laid on my back and spread out like a big starfish. And I could see two full moons in the sky. And then all of a sudden, I started breathing again. And for me, that is the night I consciously chose to bet my life on trusting my intuition, my inner tuition, my inner knowledge.
Nice.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Lovely.
It's awesome. So thanks for your time and attention. And I'll watch out for the next cyclone, eh?
Wait, you know what?
Wait.
Before you go,
wait.
I have to tell you
I'm
something.
Not going anywhere.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Lovely. Okay, so I don't know if it happened in the cyclone that you hit the, you know, when your boat was lost, but I do feel like the storm that I was kind of picking up on, it will go, it's not going to be dead center onto, like, where you live. It'll go to the right of it, and it'll cause, you know, that'll cause a lot of water coming towards where you are, but I'm saying you guys will not be in the dead center of the storm. So unless that's how it was before, and I'm saying that, it will not hit you guys dead center, it'll go to the right.
Well, the amazing thing about Cyclone Debbie was, she came here, and normally the cyclones pass over, you know, within an hour. And she sat right over the top of us for several hours. And I managed to get ashore on the Saturday before she came in. And I remember on the Saturday night, I was hiding behind a brick wall next to her gasoline station. And the wind picked up the shipping container full of ice and threw it down the road and blew the diesel pump over. The winds were screaming, they were howling. It's like Mother Nature was saying, look, if you want to push against me, mate, I can push back. Look at me. And I was so amazed to actually experience that, you know, Mother Nature and a boldest and a brassiest. It was magnificent, and I'll never forget it.
Wow. Yeah, I think just hold on to that big tree written near your place. I think that one, is it a mango tree that you said that was there, that your place is near?
Yes.
But that's a huge tree.
Yes. The caravan I'm in now, Robert, has survived every cyclone so far. So.
Great.
I reckon that she's charmed, so...
There we go. All right, we're good.
My life is charmed.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for calling in, Bob. Appreciate it.
No worries, mate, as we say in Australia.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, great. All righty. Yeah, Polly, the place that he lives, I had never heard of the Whitsunday Islands and looked them up, and it's like nature's best. Absolutely pristine. I'm kind of jealous there. But okay, so we have a couple more callers, so let's go ahead and get to them. The next caller that we have is Linda, and she's calling from Pennsylvania. Hello, Linda.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Linda.
Thanks
how
for
are
calling.
You?
I'm wonderful.
Linda, do you have a question for me today?
Polly, do you think there are any advice or insight that you think I lack or need to know?
You know, the only thing I'm picking up with you, Linda, it's like you look at, okay, and I actually think this comes from your parents. I feel like you look at only half of your world. So I feel like, did one of your parents pass when you were younger or something?
Well, I used to live with my grandparents, and my grandpa passed away.
Okay. Because it's like it's like you're only looking at half the world. Like you're looking, you know, for example, I'm looking at my window and I'm seeing the park, but it would be like me looking at only half of what I'm fully capable of. And that's the only thing I'm getting. Like, I feel like you have potential and so many, like, amazing ideas, which I will tell you that. You are very creative, and you have and you can also manifest. You're also a manifester. And so you have these amazing talents and abilities that you haven't shared with other people yet. So to me, that kind of sounds like maybe you're doing something that you're not quite in love with. There's some aspect where you can share your, you know, your natural talent. You're not sharing all the way. Like something that you came into this world with, you're not sharing all the way. Does that make sense?
So what is my natural talent?
Well, you have a creative, there's a creative aspect to you, and you also have a teaching aspect to you. I feel like if you combine, you're also, I don't know if you do anything with photography. Do you take pictures? Do you post pictures? There's some element of photography. So you do have a very art, like creative art type talent, but I don't know if you're, to me, like you could take pictures and get lost for hours, like listening to music and going through pictures, looking at pictures, proofing pictures. Do you do anything like that yet?
I used to do a lot.
Okay, well,
I do a little bit now and then.
Okay, that is one of your talents. But I will tell you this, that will grow. Like, here's the thing about you. If you were to decide that you want to have your own business and you want to help people kind of see, and this is very interesting because I told you you're only looking at like half the vision, you have the ability to walk into somebody's life and say, oh my God, look out the window and look how beautiful it is. You have the ability to show people, other people, how beautiful it is outside. So you can do that through maybe with your words, maybe taking pictures, but you have the ability to share beauty with others. And so if that's through, it's some creative process. So are you doing that right now?
I'm working on some of my books.
Good. Excellent. Keep working on it. It's even more like you really, you have the ability to like open up the, you know, somebody's vision. And so to me, that means a lot of not just books, but it's visuals also. Like you have ability to send visuals.
I see.
Does that
make sense? What kind of books, Linda?
An autobiography and another book. If I start my business, I'm working on like a diary format of how my business idea is going. If in case I start my business and my business is successful, but I might change plans in the middle.
Okay.
What's your business?
You know, it's weird because three psychics told me that I'm going to be successful with a business. And the third sidekick told me, yes?
Go ahead.
You could be, for sure.
The third sidekick told me it's like, you know, a business with adoption agency.
With a what?
What kind of referral agency?
Oh, adoption.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, the idea of starting that kind of business, first of all, it's obviously something that's very important and needs to be done so carefully. But the idea of documenting your journey to the business, to opening the business and all that kind of thing, that would be very useful for people to just to see what, you know, what the process is, you know, I mean, kind of a behind the scenes thing where people really don't get a chance to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and
Follow it.
And the one other thing before we go that I want to say, so the grandfather that you said has passed, maybe take some time and like even today, if you have time, write down some of the messages, or write down like how he was in your life. Like, so, because I feel like there's some things that he shared that maybe are not being remembered now. So write down some, maybe they were lessons learned with him. Go ahead and write that stuff down. And I kind of feel like that's going to bring you more, a little bit more balance.
Yay. I feel so too. Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
That's great. And that's perfect for your autobiography, a couple chapters of your grandfather.
Absolutely,
yeah.
For sure.
All right, I appreciate it.
Okay. Great, thank you,
take
Linda.
Care.
Bye. Okay, that's great. Yeah, and you know, and you know from just doing the book, I mean, it's so important to me. It's so fulfilling to be able to go through and write a book and get it out there. You know, regardless of its quote success, you know, the idea is,
yeah,
is getting your message out there and being able to tell it. And there will be people who will benefit from that, and that's a great ultimate goal.
Yes, for sure. And I have to say, like, I love having my clients that I work with, but one of my favorite times is when I sit down and I write my blog, because it's just that quiet time. It's where I connect, and it's so rewarding.
It is, and that's tuning into that. So we have time for one more call, and that is
awesome.
Alyssa, and she's calling from Wyoming. So, hello, Alyssa.
Hi, how are you guys?
Thank you.
Great.
Good.
How are you?
I'm doing
How's
okay.
How's the weather
Pretty
in
good.
Wyoming?
What's that?
How's the weather in Wyoming? Is it cold yet?
Not yet. It's kind of getting a little chilly at night, but it's for the most part kind of warm. It's probably about 70s, 60s, somewhere around there.
Cool.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's great for here, though, because it's usually freezing.
Yeah, it's probably like Alaska.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's your question? Somebody's getting dental work done, by the way.
What's that?
Somebody's getting dental work done.
Oh, shoot. I hope it's not me.
Well, it could just be somebody, you know, something's going on with their teeth. Okay, keep going.
Okay.
Because it doesn't matter.
Okay,
it doesn't matter unless
anyway, I was wondering about guy that I've been seeing, and his name is Brandon.
Okay.
And I was just wondering what you see with that, or where it's going, or.
Okay, I will tell you that what I'm picking up between you two is super sweet, super gentle, super like the energy that you're sharing right now with him is very sweet. So very nice.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and here's the thing with him. I feel like just enjoy it.
Yeah,
because that's
okay.
What it feels like. It's just very sweet, very. The only thing I'll say about him is he's not somebody that's going to want a lot of changes. Like if you were to say,
"Oh yeah,
Brandon,
yeah.
I love you, but we're moving to Hawaii."
Yeah, he ain't gonna do that. Yeah, no way. Yeah, you're right there. You're right there.
I think he's like, oh my God, if you can love him for who he is. Just don't expect who he is or who he is, but very sweet and very gentle. And so if that's good for you, that's good.
Yep.
I mean, because
that
he's
works.
Very sweet and very gentle. And so
good.
I say just go,
yeah,
go
is.
For it, because if you want something different, it'll, you know, ultimately it's going to be your decision, because he's very sweet.
Yeah.
He's also charming.
Okay, good. Huh?
He's also charming.
So it's good to...
So he has... He's got.
Is he charming there?
I love.
He's what?
Alyssa,
yeah.
Is he charming? Is he a charming guy?
Yes.
Alyssa?
Oh, very. Yes. Yes.
Yeah,
very. 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 Very.
Yeah.
He's
a good
nice
guy.
And very charming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
he
so,
is a good
I mean,
guy.
You're lucky. Yeah. So if you're good and staying where you're at, life's beautiful.
I thought maybe he was tricking me, and maybe he was really a bad guy.
No,
but
he's
so good.
He's really a nice guy. Like, you guys are super sweet together.
Oh,
he's
yes,
a good guy.
I love being around him.
Yeah, I feel it. He's a
that's
good cool. guy. So,
yep.
Yeah, so just
good.
Know he's not
that's good
change.
News.
Yeah, he's not going to change. That's the only thing.
Hey, and I have my mom is right here, and she has a question for you. I'm sorry, she just walked in the room and said she has a question for you.
Sure, if we
okay,
have time.
Great. Yeah, we can. Go
Hello.
Ahead.
Hi, how
Hello.
Are you? Is it your teeth that
I'm seeing?
Hi. How are you?
What I'm wondering is I'm in my 60s, and I'm wondering, am I ever going to find anybody?
Yes, you can, and you will. But here's the deal. I feel like you need to make, I want you to get excited about your life and even, like, make a plan to go on a trip. Because I feel like
you
need to bring in some new stuff, right? Like, I want you to go out.
Yes, I'm not excited about my life at all.
Yeah, I want you to get excited about your life. I want you to go on, like, a trip. It doesn't have to be a big trip, but I want you to go out and explore because that's how you're going to bring in this new energy, right, and bring in this new partner.
And I need that. I need
and
that.
And you deserve it. Yes, you do. So I want you to make a little trip.
Yep. See,
well,
if,
I just
if
made
you
do
can
that.
Accept,
in fact,
you
we,
can
were
ac-
just, we were just talking about that right before she called.
Okay.
Well,
there
you go.
We were just talking about that, so that's weird.
It's not weird.
All right. Well, take that trip. Get excited so that the guy that's going to be attracted to your excitement, so that'll be the kickoff.
That absolutely, for sure. Yes.
Well, then I'm going on that trip we were talking about before all this started this morning.
Okay.
There must
there
be something
go.
To be said about that.
Awesome.
Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
All righty.
Yeah,
well,
then,
thank you very
then,
much.
Then,
so,
then have Alyssa contact Polly afterwards and let her know how that trip went, okay?
I will.
Sure.
I will.
Okay, great.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Isn't that cool? All right. Well, boy, we had a full-on show there, Polly. Really want to thank you for taking the time to talk with everyone. I think everyone got a lot out of it. I know they did. And
excellent.
That, you know, you gave also a lot of other people who are in similar circumstances some food for thought. So that's great.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. And again, I so much appreciate you bringing your positive energy and sharing that joy and love and everything with the universe and making changes, making those worldwide changes. So thank you.
Great. My pleasure. Now, if people want to follow you or contact you, or follow you on social media or contact you, the best ways
yep.
would be how?
My website is gatewaystopeace.com, and that's with the number 2. So gatewaystopeace.com, and it's the number 2 written out instead of spelled. And the other way, you can go to just Facebook and just go to Polly Wyrum, or you can, my business page is Gateways to Peace. I don't do as much on my business page. I will also tell you, anybody listening, if you buy my book, and it's available, Barnes & Noble, many different ways, if you buy my book and you write a review, you can have an hour reading for $60. And I normally do it for $125 an hour. So you can get the reading for $60. You just buy the
book,
like on Kindle, like $3.99. You have to contact me and tell me that you did it, because otherwise I won't know.
Right.
But
exactly.
Yeah.
Perfect. That would be great. And that's a great offer. So, well, thank you very much for your time, Polly. I look forward to keeping in touch. And again, thank you
Absolutely.
For sharing with us today.
All right. Okay, have a beautiful day. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You as well. Again, everyone, today my special guest was Polly Wyrum, and that's Wyrum. And again, you can find out more by visiting her website, which is www.gatewaysandthenumber2peace.com. And again, there is a direct link in the show page description. So everyone, I want to thank you for joining us for this edition of the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. And until we meet again, thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to the Bringing Inspiration to Earth show. Be sure to visit our website at www.biteradio.me. That's biteradio.me. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Bite Radio Me, And our shows are also available as a free podcast from iTunes. And until we meet again, remember to be a bright light by bringing inspiration to your world and to the lives of those you touch.